giving you the information that you need to know.
Welcome, welcome to Elite Circle. We're here for the kickoff week.
We got Houston, New Orleans.
Yeah, Houston has made some recent changes, like to their team. A couple of trades to improve their team.
Injuries that happened. Yeah.
So it's on the offensive line. I like the moves that they actually recently made with the trade for Miami for Tunsil.
Okay.
And then I'll also, of course, like the Duke Johnson pickup as far as the trade that actually changed their team. Right.
Yeah, that was a hella good pickup.
Because now he falls right into being an RB1. We could jump right into it. I think he's an RB1 this game, just because of the PPR and between the tackles ability, and of course depth chart wise, he doesn't have much in front of him.
Carlos Hyde is right behind him. He's pretty much on the decline, so it's pretty much just the Duke Johnson show.
Right, it's his to have, and I think because of the opportunity, which is like the number one thing you look for in fantasy is the opportunity. How many touches and things that he's going to actually get? I think he gets a lot.
Right.
So I like Houston a lot. I like the improvement on the offensive line. I was a little concerned about their offensive line, but they did make some changes to actually improve that. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson, QB1, 2?
QB1 this game. For the season, I would average him out like QB2, but QB1 for this
game. He's definitely a QB1 for this game.
Okay, QB1, so I get that means his number one wideout, D-Hop.
Yeah, he's going to go off.
You got wide receiver one, wide receiver two?
Yeah, wide receiver one.
Yeah, I agree.
Wide receiver one.
Yeah. It's no-brainer. Don't even try to overthink it.
Yep.
Put him in your lineup confidently. Yep. Be confident. It's definitely a wide receiver one production you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the sleepers of the questions is Will Fuller or Kenny Stills?
I actually put Kiki above both of them.
Really?
Oh, Kiki Kuti.
Yeah. I believe that he might not play that game. But as far as talent wise, I think Kiki's a little bit better. Fuller always getting injured. Kiki, obviously, he was injured before as well. But you also got Kenny Stills, who's really, I mean, he's always had an up and down career in my eyes.
That one shocked me. I got why you get Tunsil.
Right.
I'm still trying to figure out why they got Stills, considering they already had Fuller and they liked Kiki. So, like, you have D-Hop, who's the best wide receiver doing it.
Right.
So, like, I'm trying to fit. Maybe they really just want to stretch you out in a four wide receiver set because Stills has proven he'll catch that long ball. So,
right.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I think they're very similar, Fuller and Stills. I think the reason maybe they went after is the injury that's continued to happen with Will Fuller. Okay. I think they're not as confident. I think they see what happened with Luck division wise. Hey, this is the chance we can actually win this division. Let's shore up a position that actually became an opportunity for us, a pain point for us last year when Fuller went down. We didn't really have much to actually put in there. I think that's the reason why they go with Kenny Stills. Solid.
That's smart. You know, that's like your insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Right. But if Will Fuller's healthy, Fuller's definitely the go, I think.
Yeah. In the perfect situation, I don't see him in this game. He would be a wide receiver two, but in this game,
Willie
I see a wide
Philly.
Receiver. Right. I see wide receiver three in this game.
Yeah.
We already talked about what we like at running back. No doubt about it, Deshaun, QB1.
Mm-hmm.
On the defensive side of the ball, though.
We got one must start right off the bat.
Yeah.
You better be the first person you say.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, tell me.
No, you tell me.
JJ?
Yeah, you already know.
If
he healthy, you got to let him fly.
Yeah, you definitely do. I think even without Clowney, I think he still wreaks havoc on the line. I do like a must start, no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce back type year, like I'm sorry, not really bounce back. It's JJ Watt.
Just healthy, just a full healthy season.
Full healthy season production, JJ Watt. That's what we're getting this year.
He might miss 2-3 games here and there. You know,
he may miss a game or two. I do agree with you, but I think he does have a more healthy campaign this year. I think that Houston as an overall team, I expect them to be a lot better. I like the last minute changes that they made, position themselves, especially with Luck actually being out the equation in the division.
Right.
I do like that. On the defensive side of the ball, outside of JJ.
You got Whitney Merciless. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I do like him.
Jonathan Joseph, he's getting older now. I think more so he's going to be out there to teach the young guys, bring them up, right?
Right.
Yeah, they really don't.
Tayshaun Gibson, but I think that's a reach as far as safety. I did like him when he was in Jacksonville, but I think that's a bit of a reach now. That's Bradley like Roby.
Flyer play.
Bradley Roby from Denver, right?
Right. Bradley Roby probably would be the other piece that I would say on this side that I actually like on this start piece for sure.
Okay. All right.
So who you guys got winning this game?
Well, I got a New Orleans winning, but I got a feeling it's going to be a shootout.
New Orleans? All right, well, we're going to talk about them New Orleans
definitely
players since you feel
be
like
a
shootout. Yeah. See, I think it's going to be a shootout, too. Let's talk about New Orleans. I agree with you. I actually think they're going to win, but let me tell you why. Drew Brees, I think he's going to actually be a low-end QB1. I think he's continued, you know, that his prowess, he's even at the age he continued to get older, I think he still produces well. I like Michael Thomas in this game as far as a wide receiver one. Mm-hmm. Bradley Roby may give him a little bit of trouble, but I think he's going to actually work out and actually have the advantage in that line, in that matchup. So I do like Michael Thomas for sure. Okay. Of course, running back, right? Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, man. He's a running back one. Yeah,
right. It's RB1. Easy said. It's not much to say about it. Are you crazy? Start him. RB1, confident. Outside of that,
you really don't have too much. I mean, you got a... I couldn't even say Jared Cook. He's not bad as
well, I
far
mean,
as a tight end, but, you know, he's more like the tight end three.
Cause, if you're looking for, like, an RB2, I think Lat Murray can service you as an RB2 in this
game.
Oh,
yeah. He's pretty... Yeah, he'll definitely be an RB2.
He'll get those goal line
flex.
Touches. Yeah, I agree. I think Kamara's definitely going to get...
He can catch the ball as well.
Low-end RB2 flex play at best.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. He's definitely... I would say he is touchdown dependent, but I do like Alvin Kamara as far as, like, pass catching. He's going to get tons of pass catches from Drew. I think he gets some in between the tackle. That's the benefit that we really like about Kamara, that he brings to the table. That's why he's a no-brainer RB1. Yeah. Recently on the defensive side, though, and I just to piggyback on the Cook could actually sneakily become a real tight end to actually be have on your team as the year goes along. Drew Brees does like to feed his tight ends. We all know what he did with Jimmy Graham.
Yep.
I think he, you know, in Oakland, he didn't get his fair share. I think he does get more of an opportunity.
You think
so? Not in this game.
I don't know. But,
as the season goes along.
I feel like we said that because of the Drew Brees-Jimmy Graham connection. But then after that, we kind of, everybody in the fantasy world hopped on that next tight end. That New Orleans had. No, it was Watson, but then they had drafted someone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's true.
And everybody just kind of assumed, by, oh my gosh, like the tight end production with Jimmy Graham was there. He's going to definitely have that with this person. And it didn't work out that way.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I just think that this, as far as the tight ends that he's had after Jimmy Graham, I think they haven't been on the same type of caliber as Jared Cook. I think Jared Cook brings a lot of talent. Me personally, I like him. Not in this game. He's a tight end three in this game. But as the season goes along, you will be hearing. I think that he's going to actually kind of sneak up the rankings. Definitely.
Okay. All right.
On the defensive side,
you got one. Really good defensive end.
Yeah, Cameron Jordan.
Cameron Jordan.
Yeah, I like him. Start him. I've had him a couple of years in my dynasty league. Yeah.
Yep.
He's always dependable. You could feel pretty solid with that.
DE1.
DE1, right. Exactly. Yep. We had that. Yep. Now, they recently did a trade, and they got Kiko Alonso from Miami.
Yep.
Looks like he's actually going to be a starter already in their middle linebacker situation. Could be a good look right out the gate. I wouldn't say a must start, but you know, if you're deep, you're searching for, maybe you have to play two linebackers, he might be a start for you.
Right.
Secondary wise,
you got Lattimore over there.
Yeah, I like Marshawn Lattimore. Start him without hesitation. The other one is possible sleeper, maybe Eli
Apple.
Yeah, cornerback, but again, that kind of depends on if you have any, you know, slim options. I would say you could possibly start him, and he's going to get a lot of targets his way.
Yeah,
somebody has to.
Expected to be a shootout.
Yeah, I expect it to be a shootout. Exactly. So I expect him to have some chances to get tackles and some pass breakups, definitely, to have an impact. But yeah, I agree with what we talked about, G. New Orleans, I actually have them winning this game.
Okay, same here. I got New Orleans winning as well.
Give me Houston.
Uh-oh, Revis Allen.
Revis Allen for this guy right here.
This is the one. Deshaun, Willie Philly, DeAndre.
Mm-hmm.
They're not playing.
Okay.
Okay. All
but right. Duke Johnson comes out in this one.
I think all Duke right. Johnson does too. I have him in my redraft league. I like him a lot this year. I think he sneaks into being an RB1 when it's all said and done. Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see. Now, but kind of bringing this thing to a close on the Monday night, the second Monday night game will be the Denver Broncos mm-hmm. at the Oakland Raiders. So right, we've heard Oakland
nothing
Raiders
but drama here.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. It's been a lot of it's been nothing but drama ongoing with Oakland. We can't act like it's not. So of course we talk about the obvious. AB's as it is currently now, he's actually looking to possibly start in this game. It was he's been through a couple of incidents, act up, behavior issues, but now it looks like they may have been able to put that under water on the bridge, and he's actually has a chance to actually start.
Do you start him with confidence in this
game? I do not. Not in this game. That's a great point that you bring
not
up.
Not after all that drama.
You didn't have the reps reason. With Carr. I think that's the biggest part that with everything that went on is that you took away from the team. You took, you know, all its distraction and all that. But the most important thing is that you took away the reps that you and Carr could actually continue to build throughout practicing, right?
Right.
He missed those reps. So I think it's going to show up on the field. He's a great talent. It's undeniable. I think we all agree. Mm-hmm. But
it's still going to take him a little while to adjust and grow with his teammates. And he pretty much took that away from him and his team. He was kind of being selfish there.
With that situation, yes, it's so much layers that we can get into with that. But in this game, I think Antonio Brown is actually going to be a wide receiver 2-3 in this game. Like I said, just because he's missed so much time. So this actually with and AB actually not getting as many touches, I like Tyrell Williams to actually pick up that
right.
And get a lot of those catches from David Carr. They've been continuing to build the chemistry through practice, so right. I do like that as an option.
And he's shown that he's more than capable being able to step up when needed.
To your point, he's made his impact, so I do like him. Mm-hmm. Tight end wise, another person that's going to benefit from AB not being as much in the full, he hasn't been there, he hasn't been for a lot of practice. I think this kid, Darren Waller, I think he's a underrated tight end that not many people are talking about, but I think as the season goes along, he can sneak up into the top 15 and possibly be a good play for you certain games where you can stream him. Now, we definitely know about a running back that's behind, right?
Yeah, you got your man Josh Jacobs over there. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to get a lot of fantasy points this season. A lot of people really didn't know about him, especially him being on his Oakland team.
In this game, what is he? RB1, RB2?
RB2. This is RB2 world for me.
Yeah, I think RB2.
Yeah, RB2, too. Yeah. He's got to show and prove that he's going to be able to be out there and keep his composure and hold on to the rock and be the hard runner that he was in college.
Right. As a rookie, I think he's going to take his lumps, but I think in this game, he's an RB2. You still actually do play him, but I wouldn't actually have him as my RB1 quite yet. He could actually work his way there. I think most hope that this year, who's drafted Josh, is thinking that he's going to actually turn into that, and I think he will. Mm-hmm. But in this game, I have him as an RB2. Derek Carr. Do we say QB1? QB2?
QB2.
He's definitely like a 1.
Yeah, he's not a 1. He's a QB2. This is a joke. A bottom tier QB2, almost tier 3.
Yeah.
I have him as a tier 3.
QB2 and maybe don't play him.
Right. Unless you're in a double quarterback lead, those deep, long leads. I know.
Considering a couple of years, I feel like a sneaky years ago, grad. I was like, man.
I actually made a trade for him a couple of years ago in my Dynasty League, and I thought I had got a gem, and I thought he was going to be, you know, him and Crabtree connection was building great, and yeah, where we are today. Yeah.
Y'all not going to believe me when I say this, but I think that this game is going to be the flip-flop of what this Chicago-Green Bay game was. I think we're going to get a better end game of week one than we did beginning of the opener of week one.
Okay.
Interesting. I see what you did there.
I hope that plays out.
Yeah, same here.
That'd be a nice story. Yeah. I was pretty upset with that clunker.
That Thursday night game definitely left me down.
But, I mean, you know what? I can't even say that because it was a great defensive game.
It was.
And we do like to highlight defense.
We talk about IDP players all the time.
I was really hyped.
Yeah, we didn't get it. So we can finish up here with the Oakland defensive players here.
Yeah.
Vontaze Burfict is one that I do like, middle linebacker. I think he comes over maturity as a leader. Coming over from Cincy.
You don't think your main man Cleland going to do any good? Cleland.
I don't like Cleland
Big
in this
shoes.
Game. I like him as a rookie. I think him as overall down the line.
It's Denver, and you got Joe Flacco they're going against. Sacco,
Flacco.
That's all they had back there.
Yeah. I mean, Cleveland may get one. I can't say he wouldn't. Right. I like Burfict to get busy, actually, in this game. Right. I also like the other light, Whitehead, that came over for Detroit.
Whitehead, yeah, he's pretty good.
The other linebacker, yeah, I kind of like him, but I do like Burfict's, in my opinion, stardom.
Yeah.
Cleveland's like a DE2.
Yeah, he's a rookie. I think he's going to take it. So, he may have, like I said, he may get a play or two. He might get a sack. I wouldn't put a pass on it, to your point, G. I wouldn't put a pass on that. As far as in the secondary, though, they do have, came over from the Los Angeles Rams, LaMarcus Joyner.
Mm-hmm. Good pickup.
Yeah, good solid pickup. Mm-hmm. I think him as a safety, if you have that option in your format to go ahead and start him, I think you can do that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all I really like on the defense.
Yeah, they don't.
Out the gate. That's what I like there. In this game, who do you have? Denver? You rocking with Flacco, or you walking with Carr and Gruden and all the drama? Who you guys like?
I can't do Flacco. I have to do Oakland.
I like Denver in this game. I'm not in love with Wacko for Flacco, Joe. I think he's actually a QB3-4 in this game. In my opinion, you don't start him. Even in a double quarterback league, I wouldn't start him unless, you know, I'm talking about you have no other options. Mm-hmm. I don't like him as a comfortable start.
Not even a QB2?
Nah, I got him as a QB3, 4.
Man, so he doesn't even get a flex play.
But I do like Denver. I'm going to tell you why I do like Denver. I do like the running back situation. Flacco does have that to his advantage. I do like what he has behind him. Phillip Lindsay, I think, comes out the gate. RB1? Low-end RB1, in my opinion.
He's going to lean on Lindsay and Freeman.
Yeah, Royce Freeman is also a nice pick. I think he's going to kind of split the shares as it goes along. I think Freeman gets a little bit more of the goal line carries. Yeah, but I still like Phillip as a RB1.
Wow, I got Phillip as a RB2. Yeah. Like just making it, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I got him as a low RB1. I think he's still going to be getting the bulk of the attention in his offense, in my opinion. Emmanuel Sanders is actually coming off an injury. Mm-hmm. I think he does get back into form. I like him as a wide receiver, low wide receiver 2 in this game.
Yeah. I got him as a wide receiver 3 just because of where Joe Flacco is.
Yeah, that's the element. It's like, sheesh.
It's hard.
Wacko for Flacco. And then Courtland Sutton. He had a good little run last year. I like him more as a wide receiver 3 in this game. Okay. I don't see much big impact. Like I said, the impact for me is in the running back situation. I like Royce Freeman actually as a sneakily RB2 in this situation just because I think it's going to be more of a rushing attack. I don't think they put the ball in Joe Flacco's hands much to throw it around the yard as much. As far as in a tight end situation, here's a deep sleeper. Noah Fant.
Already he's coming out?
I think he comes out because, again, it's not many pieces on this offense that I like what that Denver has. I love the running back situation. I like Emmanuel. Possibly a deep, deep sleeper in a deep, deep league. You can go with the rookie, Deshaun Hamilton. But, like I said, I don't like a lot about the offense coming out the gate. It could be somebody that surprised me and kind of goes off that I might be on fire with. But, in my opinion, Frank is actually like a tight end 3. Doesn't have much, but I think he does get a couple of catches in this game.
Okay. All right. Well, you went to offensive route. Who you like on the defense?
On the defense, Denver, you know, who do we always love on Denver defense?
Von Miller.
Yeah, start him.
Yeah, start him. Definite. It's all over the field.
I like the he's actually second year, not a rookie anymore, Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, Bradley Chubb.
On the other side, I think he continues to grow and get better. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say he's like a D and one a must start.
Right.
If you actually maybe have him because you signed him as a rookie and you don't have any other options, you know, coming as a linebacker, you can actually put him in there because I think he does get a lot on the line, even though he's actually playing linebacker. So he may get some benefit there as far as possibly a sack or something that you typically wouldn't get from a linebacker. He's going to be able to provide that for you. Secondary, good old Chris Harris.
Yeah, yeah. He's solid out there.
Start him.
Nice cornerback. Got to start him. You might want to think about starting Kareem Jackson as well.
Coming from Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty solid as well.
So. I like that he's actually going to be playing safety for them. He has been versatile with playing cornerback and safety, but a little bit thing to, you know, tip it to kind of keep in there that he's actually listed as safety. So check your formats and see. Maybe if he's listening at a quarterback, he might be more enticing to actually start because you get a little bit more of a benefit from his tackles that he's going to provide for sure.
Right, right. Okay.
All
right.
And as far as we talked about, I like Denver in this game. And, gee, you like Oakland?
Yeah, yeah. I got to go with Oakland. I cannot, under any circumstance, go with Denver.
Oh, wow.
Since they picked up Flacco, I just lost his all confidence. Defensively, I think they're going to do pretty good. I don't have much confidence
in my pick.
But offensively, no, I don't think they got it at all. I like Oakland a little bit better. They're a little bit more well-rounded.
Yeah, both of these teams are suspect, though, so
yeah,
trust me.
They are. This is going to be, like I said, this might be a flip-flop game as to where the Chicago-Green Bay game we thought we would have got would be this game. I got a feeling it's going to be pretty good, but I just don't.
Better than expected, huh? Yeah, looking at it on paper.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, put me down for the Broncos.
Oh, okay.
Revis Allen again. Here I
go. Yeah. You know, today you just want to be on that island by yourself, huh? Right.
It's all good. I take it.
Nice. So that's week one.
Yep.
Kickoff week comes to a close.
Week one done, son.
Man, can you believe that? We've been waiting for this week and finally got through it all.
Yep.
Get your fantasy hit. We've been waiting for this little hit. It seems like all summer waiting to get it back. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a great week one. We'll come on back with some more information you need to know.
Yep. Tune in for these gems, all right?
To become a part of the Elite Circle, please email us at
eliteteam@elitecirclepodcast.com. Again, the email address is eliteteam@elitecirclepodcast.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Elite Circle Pod. You can also follow us on Instagram at Elite Circle Pod.